speech. Okay.
The Siyata Deshmaya, what I'd like to do with you tonight might be helpful if you have your favorite Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum Sefer in front of you. Might want to grab it. And feel free to get up and take Chumashim in the middle of the shmooze if it'll be helpful. I encourage you even to do that right now. I'm going to compare a few psukim from the end of Parshas Kedoshim, and hopefully that will take us to an interesting place in terms of our Avodas Hashem. So Parshas Kedoshim begins, Kedoshim to you, you should make yourself holy. And Parshas Kedoshim ends with an amazing pasuk that we'll try to take apart b'siyata d'shmaya tonight. Perek Chav pasuk Chavav. V'yisem li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem v'avdil etzchem min ha'amim lios li. So there's a beautiful chizuk that one of the early Slonim Rebbes said. It starts off Parshas Kedoshim. Individual starts off and he wants to be very kadosh and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then along the way, he gets stuck with other averos. Some of them are not some good averos. The end of the parsha are even averos of arayos. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and he gives us a tap on the back and he gives us a hug and he says, V'yisem li kadoshim ki kadoshani. Don't worry, you could still be kadosh. Even if chas v'chalila you were nichshal in those averos before, ein shum yeyush ba'olam klal. That's what the Beis Avraham says. The parsha starts and it ends with kedusha. But if we look closely at the psukim, we'll see that there are these psukim of kedusha constantly repeat themselves, and we could go on and on and on making the diukim. But b'siyata d'shmaya, I'd like to make three diukim with you tonight, and then see where it takes us. So let's start with that pasuk at the end of Parshas Kedoshim. V'yisem li kedoshim, you shall be holy to me, ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I am Hashem who is holy. In other words, holiness is the idea that you're supposed to remove yourself a little bit from the material world. Ki kadosh ani, I think according to the way the Baal HaTanya understood, ki kadosh ani, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not part of the world of Gashmi, you yourself, if you want to be connected to me, should remove yourself a little bit from Gashmi. Now this pasuk, these words, v'yisem kadoshim, do they sound familiar? So we had it twice in Parsha Shmini. In other words, not only does Parshas Kedoshim start with Kedoshim to you and end V'yisem Kedoshim, but let's take a look back in Parshas Shmini. Parshas Shmini, there are two psukim that have the term V'yisem Kedoshim, back to back at the end of Parshas Shmini. After the halachos of Tuma and Tahara and the animals that we're allowed to eat, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Mem Dalid, take a look. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. I am Hashem, your God. V'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. So that's another time. And then the next pasuk, pasuk mem hei in Parashat Shmini. Ki ani Hashem hamale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim liyos lachem lelokim v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. So in all three of these psukim it says ki kadosh ani, all three of them. Quite repetitious. And it says V'yisem Kedoshim in all three of these psukim. So question number one is, if we already learnt in Parsha Shmini, for twice in Parsha Shmini, V'skadashtem V'yisem Kedoshim, V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Kadosh Ani, V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Kadosh Ani, twice already in Parsha Shmini, why do we need to repeat it in Parsha Kedoshim? That would be question number one. Question number two is Parsha Shmini itself is wild. Parsha Shmini itself says back-to-back psukim, the Torah repeats itself. It says, V'yisem kedoshim ki kadoshani, in pasuk mem hei, as well as in pasuk mem dalet. So what's the repetition over there in Shmini? And finally, the last question, in pasuk mem dalet in Parsha Shmini, it says, V'skadashtem v'yisem kedoshim, yet in pasuk mem hei, it doesn't say, V'iskadashtem, you shall make yourself holy. Rather, it says, V'yisem kedoshim ki kadoshani. So the question is, why is it that the first time that's mentioned, does it say, V'iskadashtem, and then, V'yisem kedoshim? So the Malbim, we're going to first deal with Parsha Shmini. We're going to talk about a very powerful lesson about the repetition in Parsha Shmini. And why it says in one pasuk viskadashtem, I think the Malbim's Yisod fits beautifully with the way the Baal HaTanya in Perek Chavtes understands viskadashtem. And we'll get to the first lesson, and then b'siyata d'shmaya, and maybe say a chidush that will help us understand this week's parasha as well, Parashas Kedoshim, and bring out the next level. The Malbim says as follows. The Malbim says, Pasuk Mem Dalid and Pasuk Mem Hei, the difference between the two is that the Ve'yisem Kedoshim of Pasuk Mem Hei is preceded with Ani Hashem Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's Kashrus, says the Malbim, that comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzave us to keep kashrus. Pasuk Mem Dalid, says the Malbim, is a different type of kashrus. It's the kashrus that he calls Seichel Ha'avos. The Malbim says, we know that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov also kept kashrus from their own intuition. What does that mean? Kashrus at its core, says the Malbim, is about the idea that a refined spiritual person doesn't indulge. We know Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were able to intune in their spiritual personalities, were able to intune Kol HaTorah Kula. So says the Malbim, there's Tzvei Dinim in Parsha Shmini. There's Kashrus B'Toras Mitzvah, and then there's Kashrus B'Toras HaSeichel HaEnosh HaOmer. An individual who begins to think about what his tafkid of this world is, he will come. It's a big chiddush, but he will come to kashrus and mahadrin. Eventually, he will come to that. One could add to what the Baal HaTanya said, to what the Malbim said, that what the Baal HaTanya spells out in Perek Chavtes and Tanya. The Baal HaTanya says, "What is v'hiskadashtem v'yisem kadoshim?" V'hiskadashtem, says the Baal HaTanya, where a person holds back and doesn't indulge. According to the Baal HaTanya, Viskadashtem is not only a person who holds back because something is not kosher and doesn't eat, but any time a person has just a natural urge to satisfy his yetzer, he asks himself, do I need to indulge? Am I supposed to eat? For sure there are times we're supposed to eat, and for sure there are times that we're supposed to enjoy. But Viskadashtem, says the Baal HaTanya, the Sefer HaBeinoni, if an individual who works on himself, even if he's not a tzaddik, he holds himself back and says the Baal HaTanya, not only holding ourselves back because maybe a rav will say it's not mahadrin and we won't eat it, but rather, says the Baal HaTanya, even due to an individual who wants to say something, but maybe it's really not necessary to say. Viskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. Two levels, says the Baal HaTanya. There was a rav, the Maram Tzvi of Shedlitz, had a beautiful, beautiful mashal about Kedusha. Very simple mashal. He says there was once a fellow who, and kashrus. He says there was once a fellow who was a store owner and had a beautiful, beautiful store. And he was very worried that he had to leave, that he was going to leave the store for a few weeks, and that who knows what would happen to all this fantastic merchandise. So he found a fellow, he asked around who's a reliable person, and he left his key with that fellow to ask him to and describe to him exactly how he's supposed to open the store and when he should turn the lights on, when he should turn it off, and so on and so forth. Everything to make sure that all his fantastic merchandise isn't taken away. The fellow comes back after his 2 weeks trip. He's coming close to the store, and this is the time when he asked the fellow to leave the lights on in the store, and the lights are off. He comes closer, and the store is entirely ransacked. Comes running to the fellow in the middle of the night, and he says to him, "What did you do?" He wakes him up. "What did you do? The store is gone." The fellow says, "What are you bothering me?" He says, "I watched the key. I'm holding on to the key. Shaita, I didn't ask you to watch the key. I asked you to watch the store." Says the Maram Tzvi, if a person keeps kashrus just because he's supposed to do it, without understanding this, Gadashtem v'isem kedoshim, then he's guarding the key. It's just the key. All of the symbols that you're looking for is just the key for Viskadashtem v'isem kedoshim. That's just the pasuk of pasuk mem hei. But you should know that if you don't work on reaching that madrega of Iskadashtem, and that's why in Pasuk Mem Dalid it says Iskadashtem. In Pasuk Mem Hey it doesn't. And for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in Mesillas Yesharim wants us to look for the Mahadrin, v'chulei v'chulei. That's Pasuk Mem Hey. And Mesillas Yesharim describes the godless on it. But at the end of the day, if a person's only looking for that, and he's not thinking of the Iskadashtem, v'yisem kedoshim, then that's missing the next madrega of what kashrus is all about. My father, Areni Kaparis Mishkavo, I don't think was makbin on Chol Yisrael. And there are certain things that I'm able to be makbin there so when I can, that my father wasn't makbin on. But my father kept kashrus so much better than I did. My father grew up in Western Canada. He grew up going throughout the Northern Hemisphere, most of the time not eating. A Jew doesn't have to always eat. He doesn't always have to indulge. And my father said that on Pesach, they had potatoes. My bubas and zays, they had potatoes and a few vegetables and meat and matzah. And that was it. But not just Pesach. My father went that way throughout life. So we, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to be able to keep beautiful hidurim, matov u'manoyim, but to realize that if we don't internalize what's behind it, then we're not going to reach the madregas of Avoseinu. Now let's go to this week's parsha. Parshas Kedoshim. So we've answered two questions. We've answered what is a double repetition of Pasuk Mem Dalet, Pasuk Mem Hey at the end of Parsha Shemini. And now we ask, why do we have a whole repetition in Parshas Kedoshim? So what's the change? What's unique in Parshas Kedoshim? The end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk, which becomes a theme in Parshas Achri Mois and Kedoshim. Va'avdil eschem min ha'amim liyosli. Starting with Parshas Mitzayra, we have for the first time the halachos that are given to Klal Yisrael are halachos that are not simply about Klal Yisrael being a mitzvah, but Klal Yisrael being separate and unique in Eretz Yisrael. And that starts with Nige Batim in Parshas Mitzayra, and both in the end of this week's Parsha of Achrei Mois. Take a look at the end of Achrei Mois. Achrei Mois concludes with the halachos of the Arayis, and it says, Al titamu b'chol eile, ki b'chol eile nitmu agoyim asher mishalech b'fneichem. Vatitma aretz, vatoki aretz es yoshveh. Pasuk Chof Ches in the end of Achrei Mois. V'loi soki aretz eschem b'tamachem osa. Parshas Kedoshim, how does Parshas Kedoshim conclude with all these halachos? V'lo selchu b'chukas agoy asher ani mishalech b'fneichem ki eskol eile osu v'okutz b'hem. V'hivdalti eschem. I separated you from the goyim. And the only way you're going to be zochet to Eretz Yisrael is if you're truly going to be a ben melech. In other words, there's a third madrega of kashrus. The third madrega of kashrus appears when Klal Yisrael comes in Eretz Yisrael, and we become b'nei melachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ivdaltem, you have to separate, v'avdil eschem, and I will separate you. I will make you unique with unique hashkocha pratis. I am going to treat you as a special child, but the only way I'm going to treat you as a special child is if you're going to be entirely different. So therefore, this v'yisem li kadoshim ki kadoshani is an entirely different b'china of kashrus. But derech ha-malbum, we're just adding to what the malbum said, there's a third madrega. Kashrus, not simply because we're a mitzvah, kashrus not b'b'chinas v'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim, but kashrus because a Jew is entirely different and elevated in all of his lifestyle, different than everybody else. And his whole muhus is different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be zochet to Eretz Yisrael because you're going to be a nation that's entirely different. And you're going to live differently. You're going to be surrounded by a billion people that want to destroy you, and I'm going to take care of you. But there's one condition. And that condition is v'avdil eschem, that you have to be moved out. And part of that way of being different is, we described eating differently, but entirely different lifestyle that's manifest in one way in the achila of a Jew. You know, you have nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you have working people who come from our yeshiva who have pride that they're Shomer Shabbos. And they demand that they be off on Saturday. And if you don't, Baruch Hashem, there'll be court cases for religious prejudice. My father never dreamed of asking for kosher food in the workplace. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have grown in Chutz La'aretz, and now there are many, many Jews who feel comfortable and confident, Baruch Hashem, to ask for kosher food. And it's a statement. It's a statement that once upon a time, the statement was that we don't work on Shabbos. Now there's a statement that we eat differently. But a Jew in the workplace who just asks for special utensils and for special food, but in his mechus, he fits in entirely in the workplace, he's missing that essence, the essence that allows us to stay in Eretz Yisrael, la'avdil aschem min ha'amim, that this new madrega, Parshas Kedoshim, is one in which a Jew is entirely separate and different. If he eats differently, he eats kosher food, but he's exactly like everybody else in the workplace, then he missed the essence of what kashrus is about. I'm fond of saying that one of my friends in the yeshiva, Rav Kalinsky, they tell a story about his wife. His wife used to work in one of the top five accounting firms, and she probably had special kosher food for her. But it wasn't only that she ate kosher. The goyim used to know, that her workers used to know when she walked into the room, this short, religious lady whose husband is a rabbi, that when she walks in the room, they don't curse. She doesn't eat the same food. She doesn't speak the same way. Her entire essence is different. Va'avdil aschem min ha'amim. How it pains me so much, Rabosai, when I saw this past Yom Tov, I saw a yeshiva bacher walking down the street, and he took he walked out of the Beis Medrash, and he had a plastic cup in his hand, and he threw it on the floor. Now, everybody does that. Everybody does that. But va'avdil, first of all, it's even worse in Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'chalila, to pollute the ground of Eretz Yisrael. But the whole mahus of an individual, a yeshiva bacher that drinks entirely differently. One time, by the way, I saw a Jewish boy throw a piece of garbage on the floor. So I picked it up and I walked over to him and I said, "I think you dropped this." And he said, "Yeah, I did." He didn't get my point. He's like, "Why are you returning it to me?" "Yeah, I dropped it."
With the feet.
Va'avdil eschem. Our hemahus is entirely different. Our hemahus is entirely different. Three dargas of what kashrus is all about. And that means that everything we do to be zocha to Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be different. The way we protest is supposed to be different. The way we speak, how uncomfortable I am sometimes about the way religious people speak in the Knesset. So people say, that's how everybody in the Knesset speaks. That's not an excuse. The whole point is, the whole point of Mizochin Eretz Yisrael is that those who are going to eat kosher, who are going to eat Mahadrin, their entire essence is going to be different. And that applies to you when you go back to the United States. And Baruch Hashem, your Rabbeim taught us, me as well, there are certain standards of kashrus, v'chulei, v'chulei. But if you're going to tell your friends, I'm only going to hang out over there, which is really kosher, but you're going to hang out the exact same way you hung out before, then you miss the essence of why being makbid and kashrus in the first place. So our yisod for tonight is three different psukim, three different madrigas. Parshas Shmini we have, v'skadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. There the pasuk is telling us the madriga of kedusha that the avos had, the idea that a Jew doesn't indulge. And you've heard me rant in the past about the Jewish periodicals that have these glossy, luxury Mahadran things. I don't even know what they are. Luxury Mahadran things. And at the same time, these are from magazines. That's missing the essence. I'm not saying us or mutter, they should do it, shouldn't do it. But just realize where the from community is holding now and what we need to work on. And then you have the avoda of following Dvar Hashem, following Shulchan Aruch, following your Rabbeim. If it's kosher, you eat it. And if it's not kosher, you don't. And you strive to eat Mahadran. And then we have the third Madrega. The third Madrega, Parshas Kedoshim. Not only that a person doesn't eat, and a person eats differently, but it's part of the fact that our Mahus is an entirely different Mahus. And the only way we're going to be Zoche Teretz Yisrael is if our Mahus still maintains being a different Mahus. I was looking for a joke for tonight. I didn't really find one. But I did learn something else by Googling tonight. I put into Google. Yeah, I'm new at this, okay? So I put into Google jokes about being hungry. So Rabosai, I learned a new word. I didn't learn a new joke, but I learned a new word. In 2018, there was a new word added to the Oxford Dictionary. Anybody know which word that is? Hangry. It's a new word. 2018. My father would have no idea that word. 2018. What's hangry? Hangry is that when you're hungry, you get angry. Hangry. It's a new word, 2018. It's official in the dictionary. So I have a story about hangry. I don't have a joke, but I have a story about hangry. I don't think I told this to you. I'm a Bechor. And my father also, when I was younger, had to go to work very, very early in the morning.
Backer.
And so years later, I asked him, you know, I'm a Bechor, Tati. I said to him, Tati, did you know the halacha that some have the custom that when your child is young, on Tainus Bechorim, the father is supposed to go to a seal? So I said to my father, I remember when I was young, before you were able to go to work a little earlier, you had to daven early before the earliest minyan, and you would go to work. So did you have a siyum for me? So my father said, no, I wasn't able to be at a siyum. So I said to him, is our custom that a father doesn't go for a siyum for a child on Erev Pesach? My father said to me, who said I wasn't fasting? I realized all of my years, my father fasted all of Erev Pesach, and he came to the Seder, and he ate. His first thing that he ate was matzah at 11 o'clock at night. And we had absolutely no idea. You know why? Because my father's life, kashrus had trained him that it's okay for a Jew not to eat all the time. And the muhus, the whole idea of hangry, that whole idea just doesn't exist. And it didn't exist in my father's generation, even amongst the Gentiles. The word didn't exist. And Nebuch, you and I, Nebuch even more for you, have grown up in a generation where it's all about instant. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to conquer all these three madregas. And bizolcha to be a mamleches kainim v'goy kadosh, that our mohus should be one that's a mohus that reflects kedusha, starting with v'yisem kedoshim, asking ourselves, do I need to say it? Do I really need to eat it right now? Do I need to do this now? And then ultimately ask ourselves, do I need to be doing this in terms of who I am, the essence who I am? And bizolcha to be mekadesh shem shemayim.
In the